Rock 107 WIRX. Well, hey there. It's a rare condition. Happy Wednesday, man. We're halfway through the week. That's a good feeling, all right? We're almost to the weekend. This week has been dragging by, but it's Wednesday, and it's a good day. It's a good day. Good day to kind of like do 50% work. You're halfway through the work week. That means you only need to try 50% at work. That's my justification. Hey, let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump. With trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, fall is officially upon us, which means there's pumpkin spice everything. There's pumpkin spice lattes and ice cream and candles and tampons. I mean, there's pumpkin spice everything. It's nuts. Well, now you can sip on pumpkin spice vodka, thanks to Canada's Lucky Bastard Distillery. All right, I have not jumped on the pumpkin spice bandwagon, but if I were to drink anything pumpkin spiced flavored, I guess at least if I could get drunk, I could handle it. So that's okay. I'll take this. But that's it. I'm not getting a pumpkin spice latte because I'm a man. If you ever want to drop an F-bomb, it's probably during a zombie apocalypse. I think it makes sense. That is why AMC is allowing The Walking Dead to drop 2 F-bombs per season now. That's right. The spinoff Fear of the Walking Dead was also cleared of 2 of its own. And as you may have noticed, they've already taken the opportunity to use one of them this season. Of course, there's a chance The Walking Dead doesn't go there, but let's face it, they probably will. In any event, AMC shows have featured occasional F-bombs in the past on Preacher, Breaking Bad, and Mad Men. Also, if you want to take bets on who might drop the expletives, it's worth mentioning that Jeffrey Dean Morgan's character, Negan, says the F-word so much in the comics that it's basically every other word out of his mouth. So we'll see what happens. What is the point of just giving 2? Like, is that going to make more people watch? I don't know. I just think that's stupid. Either say you can use it or don't use it. Or you can use it, like, during 60% of the episode. You know what I mean? I don't know. That just seems dumb. Oh, we'll give you 2 for a season. All right. First episode, last episode, I guess, maybe. Lastly, at this point, you're lucky if you have sex with someone and don't wind up with the clap. According to the CDC, there were more than 2 million new STD cases in the United States last year, which is an all-time high. An all-time high. 1.6 million people got chlamydia, 470,000 got gonorrhea, and 28,000 got syphilis. That was a very hard sentence to read. Fortunately, all of those can be treated with antibiotics if you get tested and you know you have it. But if they don't get treated, they can cause potentially serious or even fatal problems. Seriously, okay? Wrap it before you tap it, guys. Bag it before you tag it. No glove, no love. Don't be a joker. Wrap your poker. If you go into heat, package your meat. Before you bag her, sheath your dagger. I cannot make it clear enough. Okay? Just I know. It's like wearing a raincoat out in the rain. It's not nearly as fun, but it's better than having to go to the doctor and get a huge-ass penicillin shot. All right? That's way worse.